The influx of migrants to Arizona's border cities is overwhelming many of the shelters and services that help them. As we discussed last hour on the show, Yuma's Mayor Doug Nichols just declared an emergency in that city as a result. Now Governor Ducey is pledging state help for Yuma. So how are other cities in the state preparing and dealing with this issue? Mesa Mayor John Giles joins us this morning for a few minutes to talk more about that. Good morning, Mayor Giles.
Good morning. Thank you for the invitation.
Thank you for joining us. So I want to first start by talking about the situation in Mesa. I know we've heard from a lot of leaders of nonprofit organizations around the valley about the hundreds of people getting dropped off every day. What does it look like on the ground there?
Well, that is the situation in Mesa. As you know, the federal government, ICE and HHS, has reached out to the faith community, reached out to the nonprofit community, indicating that they, because of their restrictions, have to release these folks into the community. And rather than putting them on the street corners, they've asked for the nonprofits and the faith community to take them. And so we've got several of those organizations in the city of Mesa. And so since October, really, they have on a weekly basis been accepting busloads of asylum seekers.
Yeah.
And so the situation is very similar to what you're seeing in El Paso and in Tucson and in Yuma and in Phoenix and Mesa. The faith groups here have been included in that effort.
So the mayor of Yuma declared this emergency. They're right on the border, so maybe it's a little different there. But do you feel like it's becoming an emergency in your city?
Absolutely. I sat next to Doug Nichols when we met with Senator McSally on this exact topic about a couple of weeks ago. And the numbers that are coming to his community are about the same as are coming to Mesa and Phoenix. But, of course, he's a smaller community, so the impact is it is more dramatic. But this is he's not exaggerating by declaring an emergency. This is the equivalent of a natural disaster occurring in our community every week since October. Hundreds of homeless individuals have been put on the street or handed over to the nonprofit community, and there's no real end in sight. So he's not overstating the seriousness of the problem at all.
Mayor, there's no question it sounds like an extremely daunting situation, but on a daily basis, just to be frank, if people are going about their business in Mesa, are they seeing things that are disrupting their everyday lives or the work of the city of Mesa? Because when you talk about the faith communities and church groups, obviously they're taking on a lot. Are there things that are affecting daily life in Mesa for the average person?
No. The nature of this emergency is that Mesa is not the final destination of these asylum mm-hmm. seekers. I've been at the faith groups as they've accepted these individuals, and when what's happening, you know, a busload of three buses will pull up to a wonderful church. Young families, all of whom have primarily young children, will get out of the buses. There's wonderful host families that meet them there, and they go home to those homes overnight. There's volunteers there that help make the transportation arrangements to get them to their ultimate destination. So, no, the asylum seekers are not in our communities on a long-term basis. It's literally a 24, 48-hour turnaround.
Mm-hmm.
The stress is on the system. It's on these wonderful people that have been volunteering their time and their money since October to respond to this humanitarian crisis.
So what is it that you think needs to be done to help? You've said in the past that the federal government needs to step in. How?
Well, the federal government needs to just acknowledge that this is their problem. They are supposed to deal with immigration, not kick the can to local government and to faith groups and nonprofits to deal with it. So they need to provide the financial support to, if they are going to shift the problem to the private sector and to the local government, they need to at least provide the funding for that. So that's the short-term solution. And then, of course, on the long-term solution, we need to just acknowledge that this is just the latest poster child of a failed immigration system, and we need to address long-term fixes for the root causes of this.
All right. That is Mesa Mayor John Giles. Thank you so much for joining us, Mayor.
Thank you.